We're holding in Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. So we had said before that a person has, when in terms of the return policy of Onah, a person can demand his missing money if how long it takes to go show his relative or his the merchant to come back. Now that's, there we're talking about things that people, you know, the relative would know when he comes home with the, you know, the crate of eggs. And he says he paid 30 shekels for it. The wife says, are you crazy? It cost 24 shekels. Why'd you pay 30 shekels? So the wife's going to know, and he can come right back and ask for his, you know, that was onah, a sixth over. He can get his 6 shekels back. His, that was the wrong example, I'm sorry. I should have said, she paid 28, and the wife said it was 24. That's a sixth. Right? So she said, why'd you pay 28? The going price is 24 all over town for eggs. And he can go back to the salesman and ask, get his 4 shekels reimbursed. But that's because people know the prices. What about money? Now, money is more complicated. The return policy of money is a little different because money, you need a pro to identify, you know, not anyone can look, eyeball money and say how much of the silver is lost. So you need a regular, like the banks or the facilities, or the money changers are experts in it. So the question is, in Mishnah Vav here, Ad Masai Mutar Lahachzir, how long can the purchaser who got the dud coin return the coin back to the guy who gave it to him? So, Bikrachim, if the guy lives in the big city, Krach is like a big city. Same principle. I mean, he can go to the money changer, the bank, and confirm his money is good. If he has enough time and opts not to, you know, return the money, then he's like being mochel on it. But in the kfar is the village. The villagers, they don't have money changers there. And like, there's no experts to assess the coinage. Therefore, ad arve shabbosos, they have until Erev Shabbos. We learn like the Meiri here, that the Meiri says that on Erev Shabbos, the money changers show up in the farm to do business and let people get cash to do buy their Shabbos goods, as we all need to do. So that's why you have to Erev Shabbos. Now, by the way, the Rambam Paskin, this applies to any object where you need to be an expert to appraise it. So I mean, he says it would apply to, like, you buy a diamond, like you buy jewelry, you buy, he says even Sfarim, you know, handwritten Sfarim. Like, how are you going to know what it's exactly worth? You buy a Megillas Esther. They can be worth a lot or a little, depending. So the point is, if you, enough time as it takes to show it to a pro and say, did I get ripped off on this or not? That would be the tip. Okay, so now, the Mishnah continues on saying, Imhaya Makira, if the guy who supplied the dud coin recognizes the coin, now it's hard to imagine in this day and age because they're so standard, but that's for whatever reason, he recognizes the coin, you know, as he remembers this is the coin that he gave once upon a time, then afilu acher shneimasar chodesh, even if it's 12 months later, mekabla himeno, he ought to, midas chasidus, he doesn't have to, but he should take the coin back. I mean, for goodness sakes, you're not supposed to rip people off. However, the first din of the Mishnah stands, meaning the din is you have just until you have enough time to show it to a money changer, and therefore if the guy who provided the dud coin just says, I'm sorry, I'm not taking a coin back after 12 months, have a nice day, or even after 2 months or 2 weeks. So then, ain lo alav, ela taromis, then the victim who got the dud coin, I mean, he has a gripe against the guy, but that's it. Just has a gripe against him. He can't twist his arm halakhli and make him take back the money. The window of opportunity is closed. Okay? Now, another point, I'll explain this, how most learn this, which is not exactly how the Bartanura learns it, but I'll make it much simpler, but here's the issue. There's a din of redeeming the Kedusha off of Maaser Sheni, produce from years 1, 2, 4, and 5, that after you've given your, taken off the tithe for the Kohen and Levi, you take a tenth of what remains in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, and take that food up to Yerushalayim to eat it there. You need a base, the Mikdash, you need to have Taharas, we don't do it today, but in the Mishnah time, that's the din. If you don't want to schlep up all the food, you can redeem the kedusha of the food onto a coin and bring the coins to Yerushalayim, and then use those coins, adding a chomesh, to purchase foodstuffs and consumables in Yerushalayim and eat them over there. So, and you redeem the kedusha off the food onto the coin. Now, the issue here is either the two pshat, the melt. I'll tell you both. The pshat either here is what about redeeming? Let's say, for example, you have six shekels, whatever, worth of Maaser Sheni to redeem onto a coin. You have a 6 shekels worth of coins, but the coins might be a little bit chipped. So the point is, you might have a fear, you can't redeem onto those coins because they're not complete. The Mishnah is going to say it's not a problem. You could. It's the same rules apply. Now, these rules apply also for things like, you know, pidyon of Kedusha. The other approach is, other approach to this mission is, there's a din that we said you have to have the money tsar, which means like bound up in your hand, and the darshan out, it has to be tsarur, it has to be minted coins, not asimon, not like a slug. So you've, again, some learn the pshat is, you might have thought that a coin that is now damaged doesn't circulate the way an undamaged coin circulates, and therefore it's got a din like an asimon, you can't use it for deeming ma'aser sheni. The answer in both cases is the rules apply. If it's not ona, you can use it for ma'aser sheni redemption, and therefore v'nosla ma'aser sheni v'eno choshesh, you can use the coins for deeming ma'aser sheni and don't worry about it, presuming you're not within the 24th, 12th, or 6th, depending on the sheets as before, but each one according to his own, right? She'enu ela nefesh ra, because someone who won't accept a coin because it's got a bit of damage on it is just, you know, a cheapskate. He's like a cheapskate. So I'm just, you know, I'm giving you a coin and it says, you know, a shekel. Really, you know, there's some tiny fraction of silver missing from it. It really makes it only worth 99 agorot, whatever it is. So if you won't accept that, you're just cheapskate. That you have your prerogative to accept it, but the halacha is that, but it's objectively acceptable, and therefore it's okay to use that slightly depreciated coin, devalued coin, whatever it is, depreciated coin, for redeeming Ma'aser Sheni.